This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
100 years old today. Think about that. WCCO Radio started October 2nd, 1924. Do we have any idea, Dave, how many radio stations have approached this? How many radio stations have made it 50 years, 75 years? So anyone associated with WCC Radio should be incredibly proud today, incredibly thankful of the opportunity to work at this radio station and show great respect to our listeners and to thank our listeners. For as loyal as they have been, there were days when this was, without a doubt, the dominant radio station in the market. It is more of a challenge now, no doubt about it, with AM radio and challenges. And is the product good enough? And are you finding ways to communicate in the modern sense? But this is a day to truly celebrate this radio station. And for me, as someone who's lived 95% of my life here, you might know I grew up with someone who was a fellow employee for a number of years, and we're coming up on 4 years with that individual, and I miss him greatly. But you know, CCO was such a part of my life in a unique way as roaming the halls of this place and sitting in press boxes with my father, of course, but also in the Twins booth with Herb Carneal and Joe Angel and John Rooney and John Gordon, and interning here. And like anybody listening, if you're of a certain age and listening to Boone and Erickson and Cannon and Chuck Lilligren and Ruth Kozlak and Denny Long and Dave Lee and name after name after name. So want to get you involved in multiple ways in celebrating 100 years of the station. What is your dominant memory of this station? If you have to identify, I say WCCO Radio, and the first thing that comes to your mind, what is the first thing coming to your mind? It could be one of the hosts that I mentioned. It could be an event you heard on the station. It could be a radio segment you heard. It could be somebody who's on the station now, somebody who was on the station in the past. When you think of the station, WCCO Radio, what first comes to mind? 651-461-9226. Also, Dave Harrigan, if our listeners, unlike Rena Sargentopoulos, were going to give WCCO Radio a present, what present would you give WCCO Radio? And I think we're just looking for humor here, right?
Well, unless somebody wants to actually bring a nice gift.
Yeah.
A couple of gold watches. I don't know.
Maybe one of those Trump $100,000 watches.
That would be tremendous. Yes. There's not many of them.
No, not many. I'd take one. I'm not going to pay for one, but I'd take one. Do we want them to bring a gift to just the two of us or to the entire station?
Just the two of us.
Yeah, probably. But in this case, for the texting segment, we want you to, if you're going to give the radio station a gift, what would you give this station? Have some fun with it. 651-461-9226. So we have the big event coming up, October 21st, Chanhassen Dinner Theater. All tickets have been sold. I'm sure there'll be recordings of that. We're going to try to milk that for some money, too, don't you think?
I would hope so.
Yeah? Well, I don't know. I mean, are we getting the taste of it? I mean, I think that's a fake statement by you. I don't think you hope so. I think you only hope so if you're going to make some money off it.
Hey, anything could happen, Chad.
Yeah, well.
Hope is a beautiful thing.
I'm just guessing if they record it and sell it, they're not going to distribute that to the employees. I don't think so.
Sure, they'd spread it around.
That'd be great. That'd be great. We did have an event today. Unfortunately, neither one of us was able to make it. Champagne there. You want to rip champagne? Go ahead. Rip the champagne.
Well, I'm not ripping the champagne they got. I don't know what they got, but champagne in general just is overrated.
Yeah, DeRussia would be. DeRussia may call in from Lisbon, Portugal, and lecture you. I've come around a little bit on champagne.
No.
I have it every night. No. How often do you have champagne? Once every couple of years, something like that?
Yeah, New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Maybe if you're celebrating something big, a big birthday or a wedding or something like that. But it's, you know, it's a once or maybe twice a year kind of thing. And there's about 83 better options when it comes to alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, it's not high on my list, but I don't mind it as much as I used to. In fact, there are some I enjoy. Also, and I don't know how to feel about this, because today, because it's our 100th birthday, is the final great moments in WCCO history. We had to change that because what were we calling it? The sort of happy moments, or what was the phrasing? Well,
it was, I believe, great moments initially, and now we've changed it to most significant, which is a better way to go, because some of the moments, as far as, you know, when you're talking world history that was covered here, not so great.
Yeah. Happy moments. World War II starts. 9/11. So Brad made the adjustment. But I'm told, for some reason, not Vanita, not Adam and Jordana, not Henry, not Jason, we've been told we should play the one that was on the cutting floor.
Yeah,
I mean, the one that's 101.
Yeah. I don't know who was on the committee that put these together, but I'm sure it was, you know, all the bosses here. Perhaps they got some employees here. I imagine
I wasn't
current and former probably looked back into the were you asked?
Not asked.
I get that.
Wasn't acknowledged.
Yeah,
not at all.
That's probably wise. But hey, somebody had put together the list of the 100 most significant moments, and I'm told from the boss here, this is 101. It was up to the last few spots, and they said this one just.
Right. Boy, so we have the first loser that we get to play.
I don't know if I want to call it that, considering that it was still in the running. It's still pretty good.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, it must be pretty. Okay, let's go ahead and play it. This is 101, the one that just missed out.
100 years in 100 days. The most significant 100 moments heard since 1924 on WCCO Radio. Proudly presented by General Mills.
April 8th, 2024. A seemingly simple bit intro is played on the Chad Hartman Show, but it would change the Twin Cities radio landscape forever.
Hello, you're searching for something here? Or?
I wanted to give it a moment. I know how much you like the old jingles that WCCO used to run.
Were real, so real. Do we got one?
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
So good. Oh. Yeah,
That is underrated good, man. Excellent work there. Outstanding.
The new open for overrated, underrated, or properly rated became an instant classic, being picked by the Centennial Celebration Committee as the 101st most significant moment to have happened here on WCCO.
Listen for more of the 100 most significant moments heard on WCCO Radio, on air, online, and shared on social. Presented by General Mills.
I'm conflicted because, I mean, there's no doubt it's changed the Twin Cities radio landscape forever, right?
No,
I mean,
no question about that.
That's a given. I don't know if we should feel touched by that, should feel honored by that, or be angry that that didn't make the top 100.
Well, first of all, to say it changed just the Twin Cities radio landscape, I think, is an undersell.
Yeah.
I think it just changed
radio?
The landscape of the Twin Cities and perhaps the entire upper Midwest. Maybe you want to go further out. I don't know.
And I thought you were going to say, first of all, knock off the we, since we were talking pronouns last hour. You had nothing to do with the intro. That you would say, I did that.
Well, here's the other thing I was going to mention. Thank you for jumping it. I think how you should feel about this is not torn. You shouldn't feel good. You shouldn't feel bad. You should feel lucky, because the only way you got even a sniff of the top 100 moments in WCCO radio history, Chad Hartman, was because of me.
Actually, I think I was a part of a couple others.
But I didn't hear it that way.
It allowed you, for the gratuitous cheap shot, will we be playing that constantly at the celebration?
Yes.
We should. I still would like to be brought in on a throne of some sort with that song playing in the Chan Hassan Dinner Theater.
What do they call it? A sedan chair with servants carrying you in?
That'd be great.
Yes, that would work out.
That'd be great. Okay. First of all, how should we feel that we were 101? We just missed out. I mean, the Twins get 100. Hey, first of all, I feel so much better now that they fired the bench coach. That'll change everything, right, Dave?
Woo! I didn't ever.
Tony D does.
I'll be honest. In taking looks at the bench throughout the season, wasn't impressed.
No, exactly. How Tony was coaching the bench was disastrous. So, bold statement by the
seeds in the wrong spot. Warm Gatorade. It was just a mess down there.
Exactly. Woo! Much, much better next year. That's going to allow Royce. Is Royce over his tiredness today, by the way? Is he still tuckered?
Well, he had he'd get off the base paths, go into the dugout, have to go all the way down to the end to get a drink. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
What do you make the guy do?
Tony would have organized the bench better. Royce would have been so tired. Royce is not getting enough heat for his comments, outside of Carlos, who was giving it to him pretty good. Okay. The one memory, the dominant memory you have of this station, what comes to mind? And if you were going to give us a gift for our 100th birthday, what would you give us? You want to call? Sure. Text might be easier, but if you want to call, that's great. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bumper theme obvious today, 100 years for this radio station. Started this date in 1924. Album is available. Big celebration coming up October 21st, and a most sincere thank you to all the folks who've listened at different points throughout the 100 years. Let's get to a lot of texts here, Dave. Plenty coming in. One of my memories that sticks with me is staying up late listening to I believe his name was Al when we had tornadoes. I was really disappointed when they got rid of the local broadcast of nights. I used to love listening to people call in late night, talk about all kinds of weird stuff. I'm guessing that's Al Malmberg. If it's more current, it's definitely Al Malmberg. Al Malmberg, excuse me. It's just local radio with expenses. You know this very well, Dave. They just don't do it. The fact that we still have a show on 6 to 9 is extraordinarily rare. The fact that we have the amount of local weekend programming is extraordinarily rare. I certainly don't fault anybody for wanting more of it. I would want more people to get an opportunity to go on air also. But it's far from just our place. It's really all around the country. I would give WCCO an FM transmitter so I actually can hear you guys better. I would I'd love if we were on FM radio. That would be great. The Cannon Show. When I was young, I listened to his opening show music, was entertained with his amazing imagination. I think a dedicated statue to WCCO should be placed at the state fairgrounds. Well, we kind of have a statue of some sort at the fairgrounds, Dave, with our setup, right?
Just the booth itself?
Yeah, booth itself.
I think
right?
That's it's a meeting point for a lot of people. It's a, you know, it's when you're walking down the street, you know what's right there. It's CCO radio.
Yep, exactly. Now, is this too early for me to start whining about the awning? Do I need to wait a little bit?
I think you could pause on it for today.
Okay. School announcements for District 281. That was my district.
Mm.
Someone says Dave Moore. Now, that's WCCO TV. And the Dark Man. Ray Christensen and Gopher football and basketball plus school closings. I think those would be way up there, right? You know, we both have talked before when we've led up to the celebration about school closings. But Ray Christensen, one of the sweetest, kindest individuals you're ever going to meet in this business, so associated with Gopher sports, with success, with a lot of Saturday afternoons that weren't going well, with a lot of comments about the refs. But Ray was also so versatile during the week for this radio station.
Yeah, I mean, he's
that cannot be forgotten.
Sweet, kind, and tremendously talented.
Yes, really good. Boone and Erickson, the Cannon Mess, Shelby McKinney. Chad Loveland used to have your dad on every Friday, and how blunt and honest he was. A gift would be the silver butter knife steak. Yeah. Those are somewhere in his office, but I can't just go to Tim Murray. Hey, I'm just going to start giving those out.
Hey, just throw a couple my way.
I couldn't hear you. I'm 47 years old. My mom milked cows when I was growing up. I remember CCO playing on my mom's radio in the barn 24/7. She said the cows produced better when the radio was on.
Well, they were getting the farm reports. That makes sense. They're talking about us.
Yes. Best memories, waking up on a snowy morning waiting for Dave Lee to say our school name was on the closed school list. Okay, there's plenty more coming in. We need to pause on time to get to Aaron David Miller, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Aaron is tremendous on the Middle East. It is an incredibly serious topic that has taken place. It's going to be about a 9-minute interview, and then we're going to get back. So keep them coming. Your dominant memories of this radio station, and if you could provide us, give us any gift as we celebrate 100, what would it be? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.